affordable real estate investment.com. A property investment guide to creating real estate income for properties priced under $30,000.
Hello, this is Lisa Phillips, and welcome to AffordableRealEstateInvestments.com, where I give you an honest and practical guide to real estate investing at a price you can afford. This is an exciting episode today. Today we have with me, we have Mike Kim. Mike Kim is actually someone I used to work with about 6 months ago, who I introduced this strategy purchasing properties under $30,000 to invest in. And he was intrigued from the first, and I helped walk him through it and mentored him as much as I can. We went down and looked at houses and sized them up and looked at neighborhoods. And I wanted you guys to talk to him because as I advocate the strategy, and I know like in my heart it works really well, it's always nice if I can find someone who followed sort of this method that I preach and have positive results about it. So welcome to the show, Mike Kim. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. And how are you?
I'm good. So just a side note for the audience, Mike Kim actually has owned businesses before in the past, but they were retail-based. Mm-hmm. And this was his first foray into real estate investing. But I just want you guys all to know something which I thought was amazing about Mike is that when I broached this topic, he had already thought about real estate investing, but when I broached this topic and I showed him how I search and I showed him what's available, he was so hungry and ready to jump on it. It didn't take much to convince him it was a good strategy. And we went down and we actually purchased real estate investment properties on the same block. But like the motivation that you saw in Mike is amazing because it didn't take much for him to push forward and go forward and try to, you know, find his way in real estate investing. So I just want to just let you guys know that, you know, when you're ambitious and someone introduces a good strategy for you, if you jump on it, you know, to the victor goes the spoils, those who act on it immediately do get some benefit from it. So I just wanted to say, you know, that inner drive of Mike really makes the difference as well.
That's right.
So thank you, Mike. So I wanted to start, my first question for Mike is, what do you wish you would have known then that you knew now as you got started on purchasing your first real estate investment property?
Okay, as far as investment concerned, it's really important to know like good people around you. Like, for example, like knowing a realtor or real estate agent is really important too. So some real estate agents, they just force you to buy the houses in the area. But it's not good. But if you know like a real estate agent really well, then they can recommend you what to buy, where to buy, and like how to buy. And also, and contractors and like proper manager, those are all really important as well. But they don't repeat the price, you know, that really well. So knowing them, contractors who are proper manager prior to investing in this area would be a great idea to pursue. So I didn't know back then, but throughout the year, I have to know a lot of people. So now I can trust them. So if I purchase the next house, I can contact those out to those people so I can rely on their quality as well. So that's my, learning process.
Okay, so that's for the audience, and I have to say, Mike, that I agree with what you say. I think for all of us, knowing the contractors mm-hmm. and knowing a property manager and a real estate agent mm-hmm. is sort of hard to do, and but, you know, that's the first step, mm-hmm. but, you know, Mike said at the end, though, now that he has met them.
So let me, advertise off. Lisa, since you guys know Lisa through the website, and you know, if you can use Lisa as a mentor, you can actually request, you know, ask her who to contact to. So right now Lisa knows a lot of people down there, so I think contact to Lisa would be the first step because you guys can pursue. That's my opinion, recommendation.
Yeah. So Mike suggests you get in contact with someone you know in the area for recommendations first. And if any of you guys are interested, please contact me. I will put the contact information of everyone I need to, but as Mike mentioned, it is wide open down there. So if anyone's interested, definitely you can go to the Richmond, Virginia area. And I know a lot of real estate investors are like gagging that I'm putting so much out there about the hot spots, but I firmly believe I can always find another hot spot if this one dried up. So yeah, start first with the recommendations. I know with Mike, I hooked him up with a good real estate agent who didn't mind looking at properties under 30,000, which isn't common because not everyone does. And towards the end of his project, the property manager that I used, I recommended as well. And so, Mike, the next question is, what aspect of the entire process did you find you had the most questions about as someone who bought their first real estate investment under $30,000 in the neighborhoods I suggest?
This question is like, instead of doing everything by yourself, you can hire general contractors and who knows
right.
how to organize or what to finish. And like one of the like friend like who got a mistake, you like they try to hire a bunch of the contractors, but then like they're not organized, so they have to do rework. So if
right.
you're going their route, you can hire general contractors so that they can schedule
right.
what needs to be done first. So I mean, for example, you don't paint after putting the new carpet. So
exactly.
You have to do paint first, and they can remove the carpet. But this one
right.
example, you have to know. So I think that hiring general contractors would be a first step after purchasing a house. That's my recommendation.
I have to tell the audience that I made the same mistake, and I didn't make the mistake. Like I would have to wait, but like I'd find out when I went to hire that they would have to wait 2 weeks for someone else to come in while I schedule them, because it makes no sense to paint after you do the carpet, or it makes no sense to do the drywall before you do maybe some foundation work. So I have to tell you, Mike, that we're preaching to the choir here.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. So Mike suggests a general contractor would probably make it go a lot more organized, because as a new investor, you're going to come up against not knowing what service or what installation or what repairs need to be made in what order.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a good one, Mike. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to probably do a podcast on what I've learned is the best order to do all the major installation,
okay.
just because you brought this up. So thank you. Give me an idea I can share with the audience.
My pleasure.
Thank you. And the next question I wanted to ask you, Mike, is what do you think was key to your success?
My key to success would be knowing people who I can trust. That's the key number one. Like, let's say you buy a house, right? But then you can hire any contractors and you can any a lot of money, but then
right.
Eventually your return will be small. But if you know people well, you can trust. And they will be the actual people who will save your money. So I think
right.
My obstacle would be finding the right person so I can trust. That's one of my key recommendations.
Okay, that's good. And I know from my experience, I do a lot on the podcast
mm-hmm.
about contractor management. Like I have a category called contractor management. And it is so full of how to deal with contractors, how to find them, how to work with them, how to make sure they're doing their job right, how to make sure you follow up behind them. Because even though we're not necessarily in a regular business like working for, you know, Deloitte or something and having people under us to hire. I mean, we're hiring people, but it doesn't look the same as when you hire in like a corporation, but it is the same. You have
That's
to,
right.
you're paying this money. It does matter what kind of person. It matters what kind of work ethic they have. Because if not, you're going to pay for a lack of work ethic. So you are a hiring manager in a lot of ways.
That's right.
So I'm going to ask you, what surprised you most about getting started in real estate investing? What surprised you about getting started?
I feel comfortable with under 25 or 30K.
What surprised you? I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
Okay, I feel comfortable with under 30K.
You were comfortable with it being under 30K?
That's right.
Okay. So you were surprised that you can find a nice, comfortable neighborhood, comfortable real estate investment for that price?
As far as buying a house, there's many houses under 30 or 40K. Then top of that, then you have to spend some money to fix up. So that's the downside.
Yeah, but I would say that a new roof is needed if a new roof is needed on any if regardless of what price the house is.
Yes.
Do it now or do it later. You know, like if it needs a new one, it needs a new one.
That's right.
Same with heat pump.
That's why if I were someone else, when you purchase a house, I would bring in contractors to estimate how much it's going to cost to fix the house first. I think that would be my recommendation. You know what I mean?
Okay. To the audience, Mike is recommending that if you can, even if you have to pay a small fee for their time, if you can walk through the houses with the contractor, that's a great idea. I don't do it because I'm comfortable with it, but, it's always a little better to walk through if you can get their time, even if you have to pay for it.
They'll be the eyes of you, eventually, if you have no idea about the investment.
Okay. You think that would have made you a lot more comfortable and not have as many unexpected expenses?
That's right.
Okay. So I'll tell the audience that Mike actually purchased a house about a block away from me about a week before I did.
Mm-hmm.
When we went looking down there for $18,000.
That's right.
It's a 2-bedroom, 1-bath.
Mm-hmm.
So Mike did mention unexpected expenses, and he paid about $24,000 total to fix it up, which was a lot more than he thought initially. And regardless of what forum you go to, everyone's going to tell someone who's new to real estate investing,
mm-hmm.
whatever your budget is, double it.
Yeah, double it. All the time. I was expecting
in the beginning.
$10,000. Then they found a lot of problems here and there. Yeah, so you add it up. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
Right.
And Mike, it's fix it now or fix it later, and you don't know until you start. And I'm gonna tell everyone, fix it now. You have the money now. You have the motivation now. 2 years later, like me, because I made this mistake on one of my houses, you don't want to be looking at paying $4,000 for a roof when you could have done it up front when you were more in that mind frame.
Yep.
So it'll come back, and it'll last 10, 20 years, whatever you do get, but, pay for it up front. So unexpected expenses happen. So a total in of $42K in mm-hmm. my neighborhood, and he gets $700 a month in rent, which I think is actually really good.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike, in this case, didn't use a line of credit, used savings. So his total the only expenses he has is property taxes and property management fees, which is about 10%. He fixed the place up really well, so there's not a lot of repairs
mm-hmm.
that are needed to take place yet. But conservatively, we said, let's take out about $700 of that just to say, 1 month for repairs.
That's right.
It's about $700. So his estimated gross for the year, and he's had the house for how many months now? Has it been rented out?
Four 5 months.
Okay, good. No major repairs. I mean, I think you did them all up front, mm-hmm. right?
That's right.
So no repair calls whatsoever, which is basically when you fix a house up, right, you're really not going to get that many repair service mm-hmm. calls. And when you do, they should be minor.
Yep.
If you, fix it up nice the first time. Mm-hmm. So about at the end of the year, you're after property taxes and your property management fees, and we just took out 1 month's rent for repairs, about $6,300.
Mm-hmm.
So $6,300 out of $42,000 is a 15% return each year.
Yeah, that's right. About right. Mm-hmm.
That's not bad, guys. Just not bad. Your money in the bank can't do that. And if you're and if you purchase a property at a higher price point,
mm-hmm.
you know, it goes down to 6% return, which a lot of people are happy with. But, you know, so Sung.
Yes.
I mean, Mike, how do you feel about the neighborhood, well, properties under $30,000. Are you comfortable and happy with how the neighborhood turns out and the type of renters and tenants you get?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so far so good. He's been paying like rent on a timely basis, a timely manner. So everything has been so far so good. You know, I'm happy. I'm glad. You know, that I followed your recommendation. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Mike. No, I'm just so glad that you tried it. I tell people about this and they look at me like I'm crazy because they're like $30,000 houses. What's wrong with them? And I'm like, they need work, but what doesn't, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but it's so good that you were like, I'm going to take this risk. And you're like, oh, I'm getting paid now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And so you own one rental property. Now, how many rental properties would you like to own in the future?
If I can purchase on the 30K, I'll buy more. Not right now, but I'm saving money right now. So
yeah.
If I have money, then I'll try to try more.
And that's like me. You know, I have to save up, you know, between each one. So all in all, you can tell the audience that there are properties under $30,000 and they're not in terrible neighborhoods and they're not terrible people who rent from you, and that it can be a very nice and straightforward experience.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You can honestly say that? Okay,
yeah,
good.
Of course,
good. All right. That is all the questions I have for Mike. If you guys have any other questions, just go ahead and leave them on the blog post, and we will get back to you with an answer as soon as possible. I just really like the fact that I can show someone I mentored through this and just, you know, really validate in your minds that this strategy works and it's at a good, affordable price for you to get your start. And you make, you know, 15% returns is the bottom. This is a 2-bedroom, 1-bath. You know, you up that to 3-bedroom, all of a sudden you're talking, you know, a little bit more cash and cash returns. And I'm sure that's probably, you know, the next house and the next house after that that Mike's going to look at. So thank you all. Thank you, Mike.
Thank
Mike
you.
Kim.
All right.
My coworker, who is putting truth to action
mm-hmm.
on this strategy. And this is Lisa Phillips with AffordableRealEstateInvestments.com, where I give you an honest and practical guide to real estate investing at a price you can afford. Thank
All
you
right.
so much. This
Thank
is
you.
No gimmick. This is real, and I appreciate it. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Everybody get up.